USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
About 4,000 more U.S. troops reportedly heading home from Afghanistan soon. The White House plans to make the announcement this week. According to NBC News, that would leave fewer than 9,000 U.S. troops in that country. Word coming just days after a special representative for Afghanistan reconciliation rejoined talks with the Taliban. LSU quarterback Joe Burrow is the 2019 Heisman Trophy winner. After an emotional acceptance speech at the ceremonies in New York last night, Burrow told reporters,
"When I got up there, all the names of people that have helped me get here from when I was 5 years old to this year at LSU, they came running through my mind, and that's why I got so overwhelmed, because so many people have helped me get here."
Meanwhile, Navy won the Army-Navy game 31-7, a game that President Trump attended in Philadelphia. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. rootwall.com.
In the Philippines. That's the sound of people panicked in a shopping mall after a magnitude 6.8 earthquake strikes early today. The U.S. Geological Survey says it was about 17 miles beneath the Earth's surface. At least one person is confirmed dead, dozens injured. It happened on the island of Mindanao. China says it's suspending tariffs it had planned to impose tomorrow on some U.S. goods, including wheat, corn, vehicles, auto parts, and other American-made products. China's Tariff Commission says the tariffs have been suspended because a Phase 1 trade agreement between the U.S. and China was reached on Friday. The deal reduces some U.S. tariffs in exchange for what U.S. officials said would be a big jump in Chinese purchases of American farm products and other goods. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Family and friends mourning the death of the kosher deli worker who was killed in the Jersey City, New Jersey shootings last week. Funeral services held yesterday for 49-year-old Douglas Miguel Rodriguez. Meanwhile, a Keyport, New Jersey pawn shop owner is now under arrest in connection with those deadly shootings last Tuesday. The FBI says 35-year-old Ahmed Ahedi's phone number was found written on a piece of paper in one of the dead shooting suspect's pockets. Ahedi is a convicted felon with weapons charges. He's not allowed to own firearms. But officials say they found numerous rifles, handguns, and shotguns in his store, and hundreds of rounds of ammo at his home. Authorities looking into whether the guns used in the shooting may have come from the pawn shop. That attack is being investigated now as domestic terrorism that targeted the Jewish community. On a lighter note,
you're in my heart.
Singer Rod Stewart setting a record in the UK with a new album, You're In My Heart. Rod Stewart with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. It's number one on the British chart, breaking Paul Simon's record for being the oldest man to reach number one in the UK. Rod Stewart just turned 75. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.